Well, Justin, the housing sector has seen dark days since the recession began. Are things beginning to look up?
You know, it's interesting they are. The Business Journal has an interesting story this week that is looking at the first 6 months of housing numbers. And Katie Arcieri, who covers residential real estate, is finding that, well, sales are down 1% this year over last year. But in the triad, that counts as progress.
So explain how that could possibly be progress.
The housing sales in the triad have been hit year after year after year, really for the last 4 or 5 years. It's been almost double-digit declines. We've been waiting to hit bottom, you know, where you say, okay, we are selling more houses. We are seeing housing prices going up. We are chewing away at the inventory of unsold homes. And we're kind of opening up some sunlight for the ability for new houses, you know, a good number of new houses to be built. It looks like we're starting to hit bottom. At least that's what the experts are telling the Business Journal.
Well, you mentioned inventory. What is selling and what's not selling right now in the triad?
Well, you know, if you look across the board, Audrey, you know, the higher priced homes are actually selling a little bit better. Lower priced homes, so that we're talking about 150 and under, are selling slowly. But the thing with inventory that's interesting is supply and demand works out here. Right now, there's about 11-month supply of housing on the market, and that's down from about a 14-month supply a year ago. So that's good. But real estate people tell us that a 6 or 7 month supply is the optimum number. That allows for competitive pricing and for prices to rise. But we are starting to see prices rise in the triad, which is good, about 3 or 4%. And really, in the last 6 months, it's the first rise in the median price of homes that we've seen in a couple of years.
So what's behind the improvement?
So there are a lot of reasons, you know, and again, the improvement is relative because we're still not getting ahead. But, you know, interest rates have been so low for so long that people are just saying, look, I got to go ahead and get this house. The other thing is as prices start to rise, people that have mortgages that have been underwater, where they actually owe more on their house than the house is worth, they're starting to see that turnover. So they are freed up to sell their homes and move on. We aren't going to see dramatic growth in the housing market in the triad until we start improving the job situation. Our unemployment is still between 9 and 10%.
So is it time for homeowners who have been holding on to their house and waiting for the situation to get better to go ahead and put their homes out on the market?
You know, it really always comes down to, as it always does in real estate, like, where is your house? Like, what's the location? How much is it worth? Again, the higher priced homes are selling reasonably well, but that's because the folks that are in the market for those kinds of homes have an easier time getting loans. If you are more of a first time buyer and you don't have a big salary, it's still pretty tough to get a mortgage, even with the mortgage rates as low as they are. So it's a bit of a relative question. It depends on where you are and how much money you got in your pocket.
Well, shifting gears now, HondaJet has revised its schedule to begin delivering its new planes until next year. So what's the holdup?
The holdup has really been several fold. This is a very novel and innovative small plane, $4.5 million. It's a 7-seater. And they've had some problems in the last couple of years getting these engines certified. Now, the planes are going to be made in Greensboro at the airport, but the engines are being made by a separate Honda subsidiary that's based in Burlington. They are expecting FAA certification of these engines sometime in the first 6 months. And so Honda is boldly predicting, after being delayed for 2 years, that they will be delivering these Honda jets probably starting in June or July of next year. And that's a pretty big deal for the triad.
These engines are pretty unusual, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. So these engines, what's unique about them is not only how they're made, but where they're mounted. These engines are going to be mounted on the wings, but above the wing, not below the wing, and away from the fuselage. So it enables the plane to fly faster, fly farther, greater fuel efficiency. It gives this plane all these advantages, which Honda is hoping will distinguish itself from lots of competition in the field. But first, they got to get FAA certification.
And once they do that, can we expect any kind of ripple effect in terms of jobs and manufacturing here in the area?
You know, the ripple effect of Honda has been here already. It's just been hard to see. It's a very quiet, secretive company. They've invested more than $1 billion in the triad already, which people don't know. And they have over 1,000 people employed in the triad, which people don't know either. As they start ramping up production of this plane, they already have 100 orders on the books. The suppliers are likely to locate within 25-50 miles of the triad, which is going to bring new job opportunities probably within the next couple of years. So there's definitely going to be a ripple effect.
Definitely a company to watch. Thank you very much, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.